what's up, Tony? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Paisan, you know, we got some Italians up in here, so we're going to have a party this morning.
Let's do it, Paisan.
So my wife and I have been watching since the early days of Cake Boss. I'm so excited to speak with you this morning because this isn't just about food. It isn't just about the new holiday recipe Rumble series that we're going to talk about in a minute, but it's about family this time of year. And you guys, I just watch your show, all the shows through the years, and the common thread, other than food, is your family. You've raised such a great family yourself. You've got such a great extended family. How have you become such a great dad and such a great role model for all of us other dads out there?
Oh, well, I got to tell you, Tony, I got to attribute it to my parents. I mean, I had the best parents in the world. My dad was the best dad in the world. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, he died when I was 17. But I said, you know, 17 years with him was more than a lifetime with a dad. Not like, he was just that special. He was just such a good person. And after he died, my mom was just such an amazing woman. You know, it was funny. I remember meeting my wife and telling her, like, you know, look, I want to get married. I want to have a lot of kids. And you know, like, people not usually like, oh, I want to have 4, 5, 6 kids. I love kids, right? And it was because I grew up in such a happy household. Yeah. Like, my parents got along. They did, you know, we laughed together. We ate together. We played games together. Sometimes we killed each other, but we loved each other. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I was going to say, there isn't an Italian family, mine included, that I know of, where you say, we all got along, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't a voice raised every once in a while, you know?
No, exactly. Yeah. I mean, and it was what those things that made me want to have a big family, you know, and keep those traditions and things up, you know, by having that. And I couldn't be happier, you know. I mean, and after all these years and everything else, me and my family, like my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, my wife and kids, we're all still close. Like, every Sunday, everybody comes to my house. Like, it's just every Sunday, there's 40 people at my house.
I love it. If you're just joining us, Buddy Velastro is on with us, longtime host and proprietor of Carlo's Bakery and all the Cake Boss shows. We're going to get into the new one, Buddy's Holiday Recipe Rumble, which is out now on Hulu. Before we do, Buddy, we are in the final days. We've got a little competition going on here on our show. It's a $1,000 prize for someone who enters their best cookie recipe for the holidays. I mean, really, ooh, that simple.
So you taste all the cookies?
Well, if I must, good. I must. I don't know if we're actually going to make all of them, but
job too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Any last minute tips for bakers who they see these things pop up, whether it's a show like yours, whether it's a competition like ours, they're like, I think I might want to take the plunge, but I'm scared. You know, they aren't sure about their recipe, or they aren't maybe confident in their skills. What would you say to someone in that boat?
Listen, in life, you have to be willing to take risks. You're never going to know if you don't ever want to say, oh, I could have, I should have, I didn't, I whatever. The people who really succeeded are people who take risks in life. And if you don't win, it's how you go at it the next time. I mean, I remember when I first started making television in the early 2000s, and I would be a competitor on different, you know, cake competition shows. I didn't always win. You know, I'll never forget the one time, and it is where I decided, like, I should, maybe I have something with television. It was I was doing a competition. It was like the third one I ever did, and it was a wedding competition. So, like, at the time, I wasn't doing like crazy sculpted cakes. I mean, I was a businessman. We made wedding cakes. So for me, I could do a wedding cake blindfolded if I had to.
Sure. Yeah.
So I go in, I do this competition, I do this beautiful cake, I finish early, and I really thought that I won. I'm not like sore loser or whatever. And I remember being aggravated in the kitchen after I lost, and the camera guy came to me and he's like, oh man, you were so good today. I'm like, yeah, I know, my cake was the best. How did I lose? And he goes, not your cake. He's like, you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, listen, he goes, you pop pop off camera. You, when you watch his show, you're going to, even though you lost, you came across so good. You know, people are going to want to be your friend. They're going to want to hang with you. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, I'd like to hang out with you, buddy. I mean, you know, we'll get the...
You could.
Get the Velastros, get the Lorinos together. We'll have a good time, you know?
Let's do it. Which was fun about that was I started thinking about my life. I started thinking about the characters and like you, and like, and that's where I got the idea of Cake Boss. I was like, my life is kind of funny, you know, like, and I would like giggle to myself. It's funny because that's how TLC found me. They actually had footage of that third competition, the one I didn't win. And they called me and said, hey, you know, we saw you on the show. You're great. What do you think about doing a cake show? And I pitched them Cake Boss. Back to your original question, give it a shot. You never know. You could become the Cake Boss.
Bingo. There we go. And you could have a new series out right now, Buddy's Holiday Recipe Rumble. This isn't just cakes or desserts or anything like that. The complete season one on A&E, and it's out on Hulu now. This is everything, Buddy.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, the great thing about this show is, like, for us, the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Bingo.
Right?
Bingo.
There's a showdown. Two families come in, and everybody thinks, oh, nobody does the Feast of the Seven Fishes the way my mom did or my family. You come into the arena, you throw down, two families go head-to-head, or, you know, a Noche Buena feast or a New Year's noodles. And what I really love about this show, it's showing what different families and cultures do around the holidays, from flavors, from techniques, from traditions and recipes. And they just go head-to-head, and there's a lot of heart, there's a lot of emotion, a lot of tradition. I think you might actually pick up a lot of great recipes.
That, too, because it's fun to be able to watch some of these shows and experiment and say, you know what, like I said, my family's Italian, my wife's family is Portuguese, but maybe we pick up a Mexican recipe or something Greek or something, yeah, you know, with an African heritage. You just get ideas watching.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. You know, like I was explaining, yeah, you want to keep all this was grandma's turkey stuff, you know, whatever the hell it is, but you're building your own things today. And flavors and traditions change over the years. And we are a lot more of a blended world because of the internet, because of the recipe sharing, because of everything that we have today, right? So, you know, it doesn't always have to be bacala made Italian style on Christmas Eve. It could be a miso cod, which I like a lot better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So, like, it's things like that. And I think this show highlights that.
Well, buddy, I know you are short on time today, but we appreciate you stopping by Throwback Nation Radio. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you, your family, the whole Velastro crew. And we'll be watching Buddy's Holiday Recipe Rumble, now streaming on Hulu. Buddy, have a great rest of your holiday season.
You too, brother. God bless.